Hi guys, today I'm going to share with you how we closed 59 agency clients in 6 months. I've been running agency for the past 4.5 years in Singapore, and as you guys might know, Singapore is quite a developed country where there is access to internet and there is many people self-educate themselves through YouTube or online seminars. And because of that, there are many people like freelancers or people that just quit their job, start to be the freelancer in digital marketing, doing paid ads, website development, and social media management. And over the years, when we started 4 years ago, it's pretty easy to close client. In fact, like almost every single client that we talk to already know that they have problem in terms of digital marketing and they are willing to come up with money. And normally the discussion is more on how is the process going to be like instead of how much you're going to charge, how are you better than your competitors. But after 2 years doing the business, which is we see the trend 2018, more and more people start coming out as a freelancer, people from university having this entrepreneur spirit and doing agency work. And because of that, in 2019, we really hit a rock bottom where me and my partners, we look at our books and our revenue. It reached a stage where it's stagnant and it seems very hard to close a deal at five figures or above. Then we ask ourselves, what is in our hand? So by doing that, by asking that question, we want to be resourceful. A lot of people, when they want to do an innovation or changes in their company, what they do is they buy new equipment, hire new staff, doing new things, build new app and all these things. But for us, we know that it is better if we look at ourselves and see what we have, who we have in our team, and what we can do with it. So the tips here is that in June 2019, we remember, we try to identify who is our target market. And for the longest time, we have retailers and cafes and hotels as our target markets. So that's one. So we identify the target market. The second thing is we want to identify what is their need. It oftentimes, as an agency, their need is either branding, increasing revenue or profits. So in Singapore, there is only 5 million local populations, and the country GDP is normally contributed through tourism. So we look at what we can do to increase their business by leveraging in this. So I'm from Indonesia, so we start reaching out to influencers in Indonesia and join our community in Kingsmaker. Then we pull out a package. So the first thing, just to recap, the first thing is to identify the need and who is your target market. And the second thing is to figure out the offer that you want to offer to people. So this offer is not product or service, it's like a bundling. For example, if you buy, let's say, a gym membership, they give you personal training, supplement, and all these things. If you go to, let's say, hospital or dentist, they give you whitening treatment and all this package. So on June 9th, 2019, what we do is we package around 13 different services and offer it to hotel, retailers and malls and also cafes. What we do is that we say we are going to do video with Indonesian influencer and we're going to do influencer marketing targeting Indonesian tourists that's coming to Singapore. We are going to publish video review and pictures in Instagram, YouTube, Facebook and also TikTok sometimes. So what after doing that, we do PR, press release to increase their ranking in Google, because it is very important for tourists to, if you are targeting tourists, they are searching a lot in Google Maps and maybe TripAdvisor and things like this. So if you have a good review, a good press release with a lot of backlinks, it will boost up the ranking in Google and Google Maps. So this way you have more chance to attract them. So this is the package. So the first thing is to identify target audience. Second thing is to create a great offer. And the third thing is about the messaging. So we changed our messaging by coming out with a new subsidiary called Kingdom Travels. So Kingdom Travels is an agency that increased the revenue of retailers and cafes and malls by attracting Indonesian tourists. So the moment we changed our messaging, we eliminate all our competitions. And in Singapore, till today, there is nobody that have the same messaging, the same service as us, and the same number of portfolio as us. So I hope you get something out of this video. Just to recap, you need to find your specific target audience, create a great offer, something that is irresistible, something that If they see it, they want it, they can afford it, it will be too stupid for them to reject. And the third thing, have a one or two sentence to identify yourself, to create a new market that when people think about your brand, they can know that that's about you. So that's it for video today. I hope you like it. If you enjoy this, then comment, like, and share to all your friends. And if you are interested in anything that we offer, normally my team will put some offer in the first comment or descriptions. I'll see you in the next video.
You've been listening to the Growth Strategist Podcast, the number one marketing show in Asia for entrepreneurs who want to get their messages out into the world. If you love the Growth Strategist Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review. Until next time.